But we ought to have a determination to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the third day of December 2024, and time is filled with swift transition, and so is our calendar. I tell you, December is here, and before we know it, we will be celebrating Christmas. I'm still in Thanksgiving mode, but they've already set up decorations and everything around where we live and in this area and getting ready for Christmas even before Thanksgiving started. And I tell you, the weekend just went by so fast, but I praise God for each of you. I thank God for his sustaining power. I mean, we might not be where we think we should be on this journey, or we might not have achieved everything that we wanted to, but thank God that he's yet keeping you. Yeah, thank God that he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. You're clothed in your right mind, I tell you. And so we have a right and a reason and a responsibility to give God praise. So we thank him for including us in his plan for this day. It was good to hear my brother Earl on the call this morning. He's all the way down in St. Mary's, Georgia. And he's an active, regular listener on the worship experience as well as our inspirational moment. Earl, it's so good to hear your voice today, and we'll talk soon. But this morning, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over what I would share with you today, my mind kept going back to this scripture. And let's have prayer first, and then I'll give you the playback number, and then we'll jump into the scripture found in Ephesians 10. It's a familiar passage of scripture. You're well aware of what Paul is talking about in Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. Father, we're extremely grateful for this day. We thank you for our lives. Thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. Thank you for waking us up right early this morning and starting us on our way. We don't take this day for granted, nor do we take it lightly, that you have included us in your plan for this day. We pray that even as we are preparing for what yet lies ahead, that you will go before us. You are our shepherd. You've already decreed that you will go before us. And so God, help us not to walk in fear, but to walk by faith. Help us to call those things that be not as though they already are. Help us to stand on the promise even when we don't have the possession, knowing that you've already prepared a way for us. So God, many of us are going through various difficulties in our lives, various trials and sicknesses. But God, we know you as a healer and a deliverer. And we know that all power is within your hands. And so God, we pray that you would yet meet us even today on this, the third day of December, at the point of our needs. So we love you and we honor you. And we pray blessings upon each person on the call and those who will hear this message by playback. And so we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. You've already decreed that your word would not return unto your void. So we stand on that today, and we believe that something powerful is going to happen because we dare to step out on faith and trust you and believe in your word. You told us to trust in you with all of our hearts and lean not into our own understanding. And in all of our ways, not just some of our ways, but in all of our ways, acknowledge you. And you promised to direct our path. So we thank you this morning and we bless your name. Now, God, we pray that you would just meet us even as we move throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228, 605-475-3228. You know, Ephesians, this sixth chapter in verses 10 and 11, you're familiar with it. This is Paul talking to the church at Ephesus. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We already know that scripture. We know it by heart. We can recite it. We can wake up early in the morning or late at night, and we can call that one to our spiritual memory bank and begin to recite it. But as I was reading, meditating, praying, and deliberating, you know, Lady Kim and I had the opportunity to go to Illinois for Thanksgiving up in the Oak Park Forest area right outside of Chicago where her sister lives. And I tell you, even though we had adequate clothing and we had, you know, the proper necessities for the change in the, I guess, in the weather and not really knowing what was going to happen, we still felt inadequate in terms of what we had on. I shared with the congregation Sunday how I was attempting to put air in the tires. And I tell you, man, it was just extremely cold. It was probably lower than the temperature based upon the wind chill factor. And so that just kind of brought to mind this particular passage of scripture, because really what happens in life, we have changes and we have shifts in the seasons of life. And if the truth be told, many of us are really not prepared for the shifts and the changes that we have in the seasons. And sometimes we find ourselves half-dressed or ill-prepared, not ready or able to deal with what is about to happen. And many of us, we go out every day not fully dressed for the occasion. Let me just start right there and ask, are you dressed for the occasion? Because, you know, we're not fully dressed for the occasion, and many of us are not dressed for the change that is happening in our lives. Not only must we prepare for the seasonal changes, watch this now, but we must also prepare for, we must also have a spiritual readiness, if you will, for the journey and be prepared for what's going to happen in the spirit realm. And I believe Paul in this text in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verses 10 and 11, he's challenging the church at Ephesus and encouraging them to be prepared for not a seasonal change, but be prepared for the spiritual atmosphere and understand the climate of that particular day. He says, you need to be prepared for spiritual warfare. And many of us, if the truth be told, are not fully prepared or dressed to deal with the spiritual warfare or the spiritual aspects of the changes that happens in our society. And so Paul, he uses here this metaphor of armor to illustrate how Christians can defend themselves against spiritual attacks. I don't know if you really think about that, and we're not going to ask you to, you know, get too deep into that, but the Bible is clear where it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickednesses in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. And so we have to understand, just as Paul was trying to make clear here to the Ephesus church, that when shifts and changes happen, you have to make sure that you don't go out half-dressed, that you have to have on the full armor of God, because the battle is not a flesh and blood battle. It's spiritual forces, wickednesses in high places. And if we are not prepared, if we are not fully dressed, then the enemy will just take advantage of us. And we'll find ourselves, as I had on my coat, I had on my hat, I didn't have my gloves on. And it was chilly. And I looked around, and I had to keep putting my hand back in my pockets, because I was not fully prepared for the seasonal change or the shift that happened from the time I was here in Memphis during the time I was up in Illinois. And so I think oftentimes as believers, we come out of one season and we think that what got us through that particular season is going to continue to give us what we need in another season. But what do you mean by that, Reverend? Many times the enemy will attack us at our weaknesses, and oftentimes we feel as if because we won one victory, or because God has answered one prayer, or because God has delivered us from the surgery and we're rehabbing, that we don't have to have the same kind of intensity that we had when we were praying and asking God to see us through. You remember when you were going through and how rigorous your intensity was in terms of you talking to God and praying to God and asking God to heal and deliver. You remember when you didn't know how things were going to work out and you began to seek the face of God, you began to study His Word, you began to fast and pray, and God delivered right early. Somebody say amen. And you know, we kind of lost sight of what got us that victory. And so we get back into a kind of, you know, business as usual, not excited as we were. We're out on the other side, and so we're going to relax and be at ease in Zion. But Paul is encouraging the church at Ephesus, just like he's encouraging us, to be ready to put on the full armor of God, not just one day, but every day, because the enemy, we know John 10:10 says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, because Paul is just letting us know that we have spiritual warfare ahead of us, and many of us are engaged in it now, and we're getting attacked every day because we're not fully dressed for the occasion. He says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not our own might, but in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So this morning, I want to encourage you to make sure that as you go through the shifts in life and seasons and changes, make sure that you are prepared for what lies ahead. You have to get up every morning, get dressed just like you do when you're getting ready to go out. Don't forget the spiritual armor. That's what's going to protect you. That's what's going to keep you. Start with prayer, believe in God, asking God to give you strength. You don't know what the enemy might have in mind, but he's looking for an opening. He's looking for an option. He's looking for an opportunity to take you down. But even now, in the name of Jesus, we speak against the attack of the enemy, and we know that we're going to be fully dressed for the occasion. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let's pray. God, we thank you again for this day. Thank you for our lives. We thank you, dear Lord, that we have to be ready for what yet lies ahead, and that you've already instructed us in terms of what we need in order to overcome. You said, greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. And so, God, we pray that you will equip us with the necessities in order to stand tall in this season and not grow weary in well-doing. We pray for each person on the call today and those who will hear this message by playback. And we ask now, dear Lord, that you will give us what we need in order to be who you called us to be and to navigate through the struggles of life and through the adverse times that we will face. So we will come out victorious. We're more than conquerors. And we thank you right now, for the victory shall be ours. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen. All right, well, that's the message for today. I hope you have a fantastic day today. And as I always say, keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God is going to give you a signal in terms of you being sensitive to where you let your light shine. Don't put your light out, but always let it shine, and how he's going to use you. As Lady Kim told us a couple of Sundays ago, we are blessed to be a blessing. All right, until next time, you be blessed.